Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome once again to History Dweebs, and my name is Tim, and welcome again to our podcast. Today's show is on serial killers Fred and Rose West, a married couple who from 1967 to 1987 murdered up to 12 young ladies in England, and we're going to get into that. It's pretty twisted stuff. But before we do, let me introduce the rest of my panel. We have the lovely, talented, and today I think she has brown hair. Brandy, how are you today, Brandy?
Well, I'm fine, Tim. How are you?
I'm
not
fine.
Grumpy, as was previously spread around.
How is things going with Candy Crush?
Good. I'm winning.
Oh, that's good. And we're also joined.
It should be noted that 2 days ago, the devil demanded chocolate from me. So we know that for 3-4 days,
she's going to be a little grumpy.
Out of spirits, yeah.
First of all, and screw you guys.
It's her monthly visitor.
Screw you guys.
It's
yeah. Not.
I'm just saying. When women demand chocolate, there's typically only one reason.
So we don't kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rosemary West, who we'll talk about shortly.
Yes.
Much like her.
But first, let me introduce to, as always, we're joined by the very distinguished, honorable, debonair, and all-around swell guy, Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm doing quite well, Timmy. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. Got off the conference call here with one of my many charities that you now work with.
Sure, you work with several foundations, I know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we was talking about the premature ejaculation problem.
You are the face of premature ejaculation.
As I get it more
as your wife well knows.
As I get deeper into this, Timmy.
No. Jesus.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I found out that there are a few different disorders men suffer from.
Hmm. Really? Yeah, but really.
There's not just a premature ejaculation, there's the delayed ejaculation. See, it seems men can't time this ejaculation right. It's like either too early, too late.
It's kind of like a timing thing then, right?
And there's a couple associations out there. There's a couple men, if you got either of these problems. See, a couple things can go wrong with the penis there.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can get the flagpole up in there, okay? But the flag only blows in the wind for just a few minutes and then tatters up or whatever.
Yeah,
And then,
half mast.
Yeah, then you can get the flagpole up, and some bitch never go down.
Okay,
they never go down. I mean, you could drill and drill and drill like an oil well in Tulsa, and the thing don't go down, and that's called delayed ejaculation, Timmy.
Okay.
So there's two different associations I'm working with right now to try to cure this horrid problem.
Well, problems.
I'm working with, and really they're under one umbrella.
Okay.
And it's called the Dead Penis Society.
The Dead Penis Society.
Yes. Dead is the delayed ejaculation and associated disorders.
Okay.
Penis, they're doing some research there. That is the premature ejaculation at the National Institute of Science. So we got dead and penis, the dead
penis
society.
So for tax purposes, they combine and they become the dead penis society.
Well, what they found out is men can often suffer from the same thing.
What?
They're quoting poets and shit all over the place.
Yeah.
So, like, you're like the Robin Williams of
Captain.
Yeah. Oh, Captain, my mighty sword. Oh, my mighty sword.
So you're like the Robin Williams of the dead penis.
I like to think I'm the Keats of penises, Timmy.
You'd like to.
I'm
think
the
so.
Joyce of penises.
Okay. Well, you're our number one dick.
Yes. That was a good one out of Timmy.
Colonel, any shout-outs today?
I do have a shout-out. I have a shout-out, of course, as always, to the lovely Dottie Scott.
Hi, Mom.
I'm glad, Dottie, that your son made it home from San Francisco. I hope the tests all come back negative for him.
I was well-behaved in San Francisco.
And, of course, we got a shout-out to Colleen.
In Michigan.
Just because I love Michigan.
Yeah, and she posted some cool stuff. She posted a picture of Boston Corbett on the
Yes, page. She has.
And she says there's a similarity between him and Rasputin. And they really do look alike.
They look an awful lot alike. Uh-huh. When I seen that, and I was quite surprised.
And, yeah, some similarity. So thank you, Colleen. And who else?
And the fine lady who gave us this subject on the show.
Yes. Beverly from across the pond.
Beverly Oxford. Beverly, I apologize. I introduced you wrong.
He's going to do his Cockney accent.
No,
awful.
I did not. It is Dr. and Mrs. Beverly. Beverly apparently is married to a very intelligent man, smart enough to marry Beverly.
Unlike your wife.
And he has a PhD. I'm not sure what his doctorate is in, but she's quite an interesting woman. We actually have exchanged a few messages on Facebook. She has quite a great sense of humor.
Yeah, yes,
very
does.
Good sense of humor. So she's very pleasant to talk to and chat with.
Yeah, Beverly, thank you for this suggestion because it's a good one. And for those of you, I know some of you made some suggestions. We're working hard to get them all in. It's this month being October, we want to do some creepy topics. So we'll continue to work through our list.
We're going
to
do being a diva. Let's admit it. The Colonel's pushing everything behind because he's being a diva.
Yeah.
Not showing up for stuff. Hey, not showing up for things. Just really being a pill.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a busy man. There's men running around the world with problems with the penises. Okay, I'm still...
He is the face of premature ejaculation.
I'm still on the presidential campaign trail. I do not know if they're going to nominate me for the next Speaker of the House.
Diva.
I got a lot of things going on.
A lot going on. I'm pretty sure they're not going to nominate you for the next Speaker of the House, but, you know, that's just a guess on my part.
You're lucky to be the next Speaker in this room.
No, that's true.
Okay, so let's move on, shall we, and get into today's topic since we're already 15 minutes into the podcast. Today's topic is Fred and Rosemary West, and as I mentioned before, they were a married couple, and they were serial killers, and murdering at least 12 women or young ladies between 1967 and 1987. There's speculation that they killed more than that, but 12 that we know of. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Fred, and then Brandy's going to tell us a little bit about Rosemary West. And I guess, again, they probably met on serialkillermatch.com.
They did?
Yes. So Fred for short.
I believe they met on christianmangle.com.
Christian Mangle?
That might be it.
It was christianmangle.com. Yeah.
Nice.
So Frederick, or Fred West, was born in a small town, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher this. Like, even if it was, like, the town I'm living in currently, I would butcher it, but Mock Markle?
Let me see the word, Timmy.
It's a little town, a little village in England. It's about 600 people, I believe, and some of the West family still live there.
Oh, it is a much Markle in Herefordshire.
Thank you there. It's in the Midlands. I know that.
It's in the Midlands. Yeah.
But anyway. Anyway, he was from this little town in England of about 600 people, and he was the second of six children born to his father, Walter West, and his Walter's wife, Daisy Hannah Heal.
Heal. Is that H-I-L-L?
Yes, H-I-L-L. Like the lily. Okay. Like the blueberry. By Fred's own account, there was a lot of sexual abuse going on in the home, of course. But we always talk about that. Every story we do, there's sexual abuse going on. I want to find a home where there's no sexual abuse going on.
Oh.
But there was some sexual abuse, maybe in some of the members of the Colonel's foundation. There might be a lack of sexual misconduct.
I don't believe in the delayed one, no, because they're able to chase a cat around after 4 hours.
Well, maybe in the other one. But anyway, that wouldn't know well. So, by Fred's own account, there was sexual abuse going, various kinds going on in the household. He has claimed his father had sexual relations with his own daughters, and that he introduced Fred to bestiality.
Now, see, and we need to remind our listeners, this happened in England, not in Kentucky, where it's acceptable to have
that is not
relations
true.
With your own daughters.
Oh, I thought you meant bestiality.
Well, even a bestiality, you get down to Alabama, Mississippi, it's, you know, they kind of turn the hood.
But if for England, this is something that would not be...
It's peculiar.
Yeah.
In English, you're peculiar peoples. They don't even die.
No, I know. They got some serious psycho killers over there. They got some serious serial killers over there. So we get she sent us a lot of good...
Well, you know why, Timmy?
Why?
Because when you met English people, right?
Yeah.
They're so stoic. They're just stoic.
Stiff upper lip.
They keep a stiff up until they snap. Then they kill about 35 people.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Bury them under the garage.
Hmm.
Back to our story. It has been suspected that Fred's mother started to sexually abuse him when he was 12, though he never admitted to it, and it's never been confirmed. I'm not sure how you confirm that unless there's photos. But apparently it was a pretty sick household. Fred also claims that he had engaged in incest with his sisters, and he is actually the father of one of his sister's children. So I don't know how that worked. He's his uncle, he's dad, I don't know. I don't know, brother-in-law, well, I don't know.
Holy Christ, Caligula would look at these people and say, what the hell you got going on over there?
You would have to have some kind of sophisticated software just to be able to figure out relations. But anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to do that Ancestry.com.
Yeah, it would be.
Be Ancestry.com.
Yes. Regardless, Fred and his mother were very close. When he was, he would get physically punished in school. I guess this is back in the day when they'd get the ruler out or whatever. When he did poorly in school, he would get punished, and Fred's mother would, they describe her as, Fred's mother as being obese and often dressed unattractively. That's a little judgmental, I think.
I think the obese is... objective and the ugly is subjective.
Yeah, dressed unattractively. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Maybe she just threw her big moo-moo on. And
anyway, she would go to the school and I guess like threaten the teachers and stuff who would pick on young Fred. But so Fred leaves school at the age of 15, even though he was mostly illiterate. And he got a job as a farmhand. And when he was 16, his looks improved.
Thank God.
And he became more...
I've seen pictures of him. I'd hate to see what there was like
I could
before.
Not tell which one was the man and which one was the woman.
Yeah, they're not an attractive couple. But anyway, this is before he met Rosemary. He became a little bit more attractive when he was 16, and he started starting to have some girlfriends. At age 17... He was on a motorcycle accident.
He was on a motorcycle accident? That sucks.
That put him in. Oh, my God.
What? Really?
That put him in a coma.
Oh, for the love of God, could you be more professional? This is why we
put
can't compete
in a coma.
With NPR.
How is that funny? That's not funny. That's wrong.
No, it's wrong. You put him in a coma for a week.
I was waiting for the funny part.
I know.
I can just imagine them not knowing which ass end is up when he gets there.
I mean, it's like it was a whole week. It was, I don't know.
That's like
that seemed like a long time to me. Anyway, it led to half.
It's hilarious. Guy was in a coma for a year and a half. Freaking hilarious.
He had a metal plate put in his head. I'm sorry for those of you out there in a coma or have a metal plate in your head. I really am sorry. If you have it in a coma, you're probably not listening to this, but if you have a metal plate...
You act like it's the first time you ever seen this.
Right. Were you not prepared?
Why is it so damn funny that somebody got a metal plate in their head?
It's the first time I said it out loud. And he broke one of his legs. It was hurt so bad that it was permanently short. One was permanently shorter than the
I have that problem.
Did they give you one of those big block shoes?
No, but I have to wear a lift in my shoe. I have it in now.
You do?
I do.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm defective.
So you got uneven hooves.
Clover, I do.
Your cloven hooves ain't
my
even.
My cloven hooves are uneven.
So, anyway, as you can imagine, after this accident, Fred had a bad temper. And he would often go into violent bursts of anger.
Well, you know why? Because the plate kept picking up the radio stations he hated. It was, he kept getting the talk show radio stations in his head.
I mean, he wouldn't even need, like, an iPod or anything.
No, he was, but he had to keep jiggling his ear to get the right station.
Did he have to walk around with one of his arms up so he could get, with foil on his fingers?
Okay, so the fact that he has this plate in his head is hilarious, but the fact that he's in a coma is not funny at all. I don't get it. I thought the fact that he was in a coma for a week is funny, but...
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, anyway, two years after this accident, Fred hurt his head again.
Jesus.
Well, what happened? He stuck his head up a girl's skirt.
Oh, yeah.
And she pushed him down the fire escape.
You should really not be the one reading this at all.
And it left it.
You know, first of all, you stick your head up somebody's skirt, you don't know what's waiting there for you.
Well, right. Well, anyway, she
vagina
she,
teeth.
She apparently pushed him, and he fell down that fire escape, and he was unconscious for 24 hours.
Jesus God, this guy can't stay awake to save his ass.
It's Fred Van Winkle.
Jeez.
All right, now we get some sick stuff. When he was 19, he was convicted of molesting a 13-year-old. And even though he didn't serve any time, because his doctor testified that he was suffering from epileptic fits. I'm not judging, I'm just saying. I don't know what one has to do with the other.
Let me just get this straight, Timmy. Fred pops a Woody. Goes into a seizure, and some poor sumbitch standing too close.
Yeah,
is that what happened? Was that the defense?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what one has to do with
most
the other,
people.
But.
Just you got to worry about them biting their tongue.
Not this guy. Yeah. Not this guy.
Well, at least he was conscious.
Halfway upright.
Okay, so he did some sick stuff. And afterwards, he was sent to live with his sister and was practically disowned from the rest of his family.
Right, because that's where they draw the line.
But young Fred would find love.
Aww.
And
as they all do.
Yes,
as
he does. And he got a job in construction, but he was fired after a couple of weeks for stealing from the workplace.
Sure.
When he was 21, his family let him move back in with them, and he resumed a romantic relationship that he had started with his ex-girlfriend Catherine Rena Costello. She would later be one of our victims that we'll discuss. She'd been at a she had been involved in petty theft and also on prostitution. So. She was his type of girl.
Yeah.
Now, She, at the time they started this relationship, was pregnant by a Pakistani man.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Did you take mushrooms before the show? What you got going on?
What is wrong with you?
Tim's on the Percocet again. I'm sorry.
She was pregnant. Need help? She was pregnant by a Pakistani man. I'm just telling you.
Oh, that is not
okay.
Doing any good.
I don't know what you're doing, but that is not Pakistani. Don't do it again.
They were engaged when Fred found this out, but they married and kept a child.
Does it look just like Fred? They were passing it off
to get this. I'm sorry. To explain that why the baby was, you know, half Pakistani, Fred and Rena had Rena write a letter to her parents and his parents to say that the baby that they had died, and that the child that they were adopting, who they named Charmaine Carol, was someone else's child, that they were just adopting it, but the one that she had died. But that wasn't true, of course. It was really her child. It wasn't just not Fred's. It was the Pakistani man's child.
Do we have a name for the Pakistani man?
No, we don't know his name.
So it was an unnamed Pakistani man.
She was into prostitution, so, I mean, it could have been
anybody. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
And petty crime.
Petty theft.
I think stealing a child is more than petty.
So, Fred would demand sex from Rena daily, and she wasn't really interested in regular sex, but I don't know what that means. I don't know what it
was. Was she interested in irregular sex?
No, maybe she
was that at Velveteen.
Interested in Pakistani man. I don't know.
Maybe Fred didn't have the right accent.
And maybe you don't need to cast stones on that little proclivity.
I'm not casting. I'm not saying a word. The couple had a child of their own in July of 1964, which means that the child would be 3 years younger than me. And that daughter was Anne Marie. So we got Charmaine, who's like the Pakistani guy's daughter, but they're raising. And then there's Anne Marie. Now, they had kind of a rocky marriage. Fred worked as an ice cream truck driver.
Of course he did.
That job that gave him plenty of access to available young women.
And remember this Anne Marie, she's going to play an important role in this story later on.
Yeah, they were living in Scotland at this time. As he was working as an ice cream driver, Fred accidentally ran over a four-year-old boy with his truck. This guy had a hell of a life.
That sucks.
He's accident prone, don't you think?
He might as well pack it up. He needs to wear a bubble suit.
The accident actually wasn't Fred's fault.
Are we blaming the four-year-old?
Maybe he looked.
Is this another blame the victim thing?
It sounds like it.
But anyway, Fred moved with his family along with a woman named Issa McNeil. She was like a caretaker. She's helping Rena take care of the kids. And they moved to Gloucestershire. Whatever.
Yeah.
Where he got a job at a slaughterhouse.
Perfect.
When her marriage finally collapsed, Rena went back to Scotland alone. But she came back in July of 1966 because she missed her daughter, Charmaine, and Anne-Marie, I guess. Only to discover that Fred was in a relationship with this Issa McFall. So, you know, it's like a Jerry Springer episode. They have this woman staying in their home to help with the kids, and he's banging her, I guess.
So she already knows, and she says, you know what? She says to herself, you know what I need? It's a big old piece of that accident-prone piece of shit.
This is the man for me. So anyway, in 1967, McFall becomes pregnant with Fred's child. And she tries to get him to divorce Rena, and in response, he kills and dismembers and buries her. So he couldn't just say no. He had to, he had to really reject her. Bitches be testifying, exactly. Now, Fred is suspected to have killed again in January of 1968. That occurred in 1967. When a 15-year-old girl named Mary Baslom disappeared from a bus stop. After the death of his mother in February, Fred started to commit a lot of petty thefts, and he changed jobs quite frequently.
You know, I don't like the petty theft. You know what makes me think when petty theft? Mm-hmm. That you're just lazy.
Yeah.
Now, somebody committed larceny.
It's just little theft.
Yeah, I want to, if I ever get convicted, I want it to be larceny, grand theft. I want it to be something
If you
big.
Stole Richard Petty's car, that would be petty theft.
It would. Nice.
It was during a stint as a bakery truck driver. Why does this guy keep
He's got to quit driving. He really does.
They don't do checks on these people.
That he met his future wife and accomplice. So they really didn't meet on Christian Mangle. Is why he was driving this truck for the bakery that he met young Rosemary Letts.
And you want to stay away from a woman that chases your donut truck down every day.
Or ice cream truck.
Or ice cream truck, yeah. She's lucky he didn't run her over.
For real. So Rosemary was born in Devon, England in 1953. Her household, much like her future betrothed.
I like to know how you get a town called Devon and I get something called Mockmuckler or something.
You know what? You'd have jacked up Devon at that point. It doesn't matter. Her household was troubled and abusive. Her father, Bill Letts, was a schizophrenic and was constantly disciplining her, her siblings, and her mother, Daisy. While Daisy had been pregnant with Rosemary, she had received electroconvulsive therapy as treatment for her severe depression.
Sometimes it works.
It does work sometimes. It's effective. Mm-hmm. And fun.
You never know who you're going to be when you come out of there.
Your short-term memory all gone. It's fun.
Growing up, of course, Rosemary was sexually...
Sometimes it gives you a Woody.
Wow. And I'm going to get through this.
But if you don't have a seizure, if you have a seizure, you're liable to end up in court.
Yeah.
Growing up, Rosemary was sexually abused by her father. Go figure. She wasn't very bright. Aw. She was a stupid fat girl and often got teased. And she often...
I wrote the script. I know I didn't put stupid fat girl in there.
That's basically what it is. She was often teased and responded by attacking her bullies very aggressively.
Well, that's how you handle bullies.
That's what you do when you're a dumb fat girl. When she was a teenager, she became more sexually active. Wow.
Because everybody want a piece of that.
Blind squirrel. Even a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while.
It was destined for these two to meet.
Oh, yeah. My God. She was even caught getting into bed with one of her younger brothers and sexually fondling him. Because her figure and her father's rules prevented her from dating boys her own age, she pursued relationships with older men where she lived.
Well, that's odd that she would get in bed with her younger brother, yet date older men.
Well, she had to date older men.
Yeah.
It looks like her father would disapprove of her.
She's got serious daddy issues.
Well, it looks like he would disapprove of fondling her younger sibling.
You know, well, I don't know why he would care. Everybody's fondling everybody in that house. It's Fondle City. It's a fondle fondue. Fondle
fondue. Yeah, that's it. We're opposed to this type of behavior.
Yeah, it's gross. One of the older men took advantage of her and raped her. I am staunchly against rape. However,
you said you can't rape a stupid fat girl.
No, you can rape a stupid fat girl. All don't right. get me wrong.
But you think she's?
I think she.
Screwed
I think she,
up. And
yeah, she's just a little loose in the caboose. Anyway, when Rosemary was 15, her mother finally had enough of her husband's abuse and took Rosemary and moved in with one of her adult daughters and her husband. Rosemary started spending more and more time with male companions. Later that same year, Rosemary, surprisingly, she moved back in with her father. And not long after that, she met Fred West, who was 12 years older than she was.
Yeah, see, that's strange that she would choose to live with her father after he'd been...
Stockholm Syndrome.
Maybe.
Maybe she was horny.
Yeah, that could be, too. I mean, that's pretty accessible shit right there. In spite of the way he treated her, Rosemary's father strongly objected to her seeing Fred. He doesn't like to share.
Hell yeah, he's cock blocking him.
Yeah, he is. Who wants sloppy seconds on that? No. So, you people are wrong. Rosemary's father, he strongly objected to her seeing Fred and even went to the trailer park where he lived with his two daughters and threatened him.
Oh, well, maybe that was that. He was being outlined.
It's never a good idea to go to.
I mean, he went all the way to the trailer park.
It's never a good idea to go to a trailer park and threaten somebody.
No, that's never a great plan because
they have nothing to lose.
Nothing, yes. Exactly. Nothing works out there for anybody,
especially with Fred, because he'll run your ass over with a trailer because he probably had
all
an
RV. To do is just knock the block off.
Yeah.
But you know, Fred's subject to go to a coma.
I didn't even know.
Any minute he could have tripped and fallen. You never know.
Are they in Scotland? Because I didn't even know they had trailer parks in Scotland.
I don't know. I guess they do. Let's see. While Fred did several stints in jail for theft and also failure to pay his fines for previous offenses, Rosemary became pregnant with his child.
Oh, I love child.
A girl named Heather. Maybe he just fell into her.
I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
Had the seizure.
A girl named Heather, and she took care of Rosemary took care of all Fred's kids all by herself.
Now, see, that was a little bit too much to expect for her.
Well, it was. And she had
stupid thing.
And she had not only was she the dumb fat girl.
I can't believe you called her that. That's disgusting.
Really? Because she wasn't very bright and a bit overweight. What does that mean? She's a dumb fat girl.
That's your interpretation.
Okay. And she was a dumb she was a dumb fat girl with temper problems.
She did have a temper.
She was like Rose. She was like a rhino.
Excuse the indelicacy of some of our participants in this conversation.
You're the voice of reason.
Look, you can be dumb or you can be fat. You can't be both. I mean, people are, but you shouldn't be both.
You can't be old and fat.
I'm a smart fat girl. No, you're dead by then.
Yes.
I'm a smart fat girl. If I was stupid, then I'd need to be really skinny.
But you're evil.
That counts for something.
Well, see, you're very beautiful, but you're very mean.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Let's see. She resented caring for children that weren't hers, and she often treated her... Fred's children badly.
Well, that's a shame. She was being like a bad stepmother.
She was being an evil stepmother. In the summer of 1971,
like
Rosemary snapped. She was on that show. Rosemary snapped.
It's really hard to believe.
I know. Well, she may have fell, but she snapped and she killed Charmaine.
Oh, little girl.
Yeah. The Pakistani.
Yes, the Pakistani.
Pakistani half.
Yeah, the mud.
Yeah, what? was the the child that Rena's child. Yeah, mm-hmm. With the
after severing the body's fingers and toes, Fred decided he needed in on that action and buried her under the kitchen floor.
So Fred's an accomplice to the she killed him, but Fred helped bury the kid.
Yeah.
When Fred chopped off the fingers, that was his trademark.
Well, they think so.
Yeah, he did that with some of the others.
In August of 71, Fred's ex-wife, Rena, disappeared when she came looking for Charmaine.
So she comes looking for the daughter, being the helicopter mom that she was.
Right. the tiger mom. Mm. And then she disappears. So
that's looking for her.
Yeah. So we got two of Fred's ex-wives. Uh-huh. Just disappear.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it was that easy.
It's a way to do it. Because her body was found to have had its fingers and toes cut off when it was discovered, Fred is suspected to have been the killer. My question, is that like a fetish when you cut off the fingers and the toes?
No, so you can't get the fingerprints off of it.
Fingerprints or... Are there toe prints?
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Okay, so...
There are toe prints, but I don't think they keep toe prints on file.
Well, unless you're like have that kind of fetish.
And that little girl wouldn't have fingerprints on file. And you have to remember not to.
I don't think Fred was the brightest ball.
No.
We already know she's a dumb fat girl.
Look, again, you can't be both.
Again, I apologize, listeners.
Okay. So they married. Fred and Rosemary.
Well.
They married on January 29th, 1972. But Fred, being the giver that he was, encouraged Rosemary to have sex with other men, both for money and for fun.
Oh.
For fun and profit.
And often watched her engage in these acts through a peephole in the wall.
why can't he just pull up a chair?
Well, you know what? Because not everybody's into that.
It's his wife. Oh, maybe because you probably have to. Because
the guys get the performance anxiety.
And the guy's paying too, so he probably have to.
Yeah, he wants it to be his time.
Yeah.
He also took erotic photos of her, and posted them in swinger magazines as ads for prostitution.
I hope those never show up on the internet. I'm so glad they didn't show up when we was doing research on this, because she's not a pretty woman.
Well,
In June of 72, they had another daughter named Mae West.
Come up and see me big time.
There you go. I think that was by design. I think they did that because
they really named her Mae West after the actress.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a lovely person.
Let's see. And she, yes, I'm sure, you know, probably. I don't know if her parents didn't jack her up. In order to make room for their expanding family and Rosemary's business, her thriving entrepreneurial spirit.
Now, see, you say you call her stupid all this time.
She's an entrepreneur. My fault.
She's not driving an ice cream truck.
No, she's not. They moved to 25 Cromwell Street, where they carried out their rapes and murders. Rosemary continued to work as a prostitute from their home in a room that was fitted with peepholes for Fred to use and a red light outside that would be lit to tell the children not to enter.
Oh,
thoughtful.
They're good parents.
They are
better than hanging a sock on a doorknob.
They are good parents.
Well, is that what you do? Hang a sock on a doorknob?
Tell your kids not to come in.
I always put up a sign, stay out, we're fucking.
Now
that's just me.
You'll get more and more crude, Timmy. Now your mother listens to it. Dottie, I apologize for that.
I know. You. In the following years, she gave birth to 7 more children.
God bless her.
Three were fathered by Fred.
Hold on. In the following what?
Years.
Oh, years. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said in years.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is like a rare 20-year
period. What the hell? Some kind of rabbit or something?
No, in the following years, she gave birth to 7 more children. 3 were fathered by Fred. Another may have been conceived by Rosemary and her own father, who kept engaging in incest with her even after she gave birth to her 4th child.
Now, did he have to pay?
I don't know. And did Fred peep on that?
That's sick.
Well, yeah, I could tolerate a lot.
Well, I mean, Fred was banging animals, so.
Well.
I wonder if Rosemary had a peephole for him and the goat.
Gross. She had, and then the 3 other children she had were mixed race, and they were all fathered by her clients.
Johns.
Yeah, her Johns.
A Pakistani John.
So you're looking in the peephole, and you're seeing Rosemary doing a guy, and you know, there's like several people looking in there watching her. And one of the guys says, man, this is really hot. The other guy said, you should have been here last week. Fred was there with a goat.
You think this is
such a joy to come to work every day. And
well, you know what happens in this situation, though? Now, Rosemary at this
time. What does happen in this situation?
She got more kids than an orphanage.
Yeah, she's like a Brady Bunch. Yeah.
So they decide they need a nanny. They need somebody to help them out around the house. Yeah. A nanny for the children. So they get this young woman.
Didn't we learn our lesson already about nannies?
Carolyn Owens, they ask her. And strangely, now this surprises me. They start making sexual advances on the girl.
You get out of here.
They do.
No way. They
no sense of decency.
No sense of decorum.
She declined. She declined. Bob. Then one night in December.
As she should.
Fred, but after both of them, one particular night, after both tried to seduce her, she tried to leave early, but Fred held her captive overnight.
So wait a minute. So Rosemary, Rosemary has a
Rosemary was just flat out freak. She just freaked. She might have been
a freak.
Yep. So she trying to bang the nanny. Fred trying to bang the nanny.
All God's children trying to bang the nanny.
Yeah. And so she said, "Hell with this. You know, the 4 shillings you're giving me a week ain't worth all this."
Yeah. I can't imagine they'd be paying a lot.
4 shillings.
If they got to feed.
Well, they might have been on the welfare. They got good welfare over in there in Scotland and England. So
do they?
I don't know.
They were on the dole.
They were on the dole.
So, we don't know that. She was making some money on her business.
She was. She was an entrepreneur.
Well, yeah. So Fred, she says, "Hell with this. I'm getting out of here." Fred says, "Look here, girl. You ain't going nowhere. You're staying here tonight. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to do what I tell you to do, or I'm going to bring my friends over, let them have their way with you, then I'm going to kill you."
Not knowing he probably doesn't have any friends.
Well, she did not know that. She was a young girl.
But he might bring his father-in-law over.
He can't stay conscious enough to make friends.
She became very compliant after that.
Just closes off. So she did. So she gave in?
That's actually what I just said. Okay. Yeah, she became compliant. You're just
confirming.
Making noise is what you're doing. But go ahead. So the next day, anyway, so now Fred bangs the girl. Okay, here's where we're at.
Okay, the nanny.
The nanny.
I'm shocked by that turn of events.
Yeah, he brought the goat in as a fluffer, and...
There was no goat.
Okay, there was no goat. But anyway, now Fred, for some reason, released the girl the next day, and this could have been one of those situations where her parents or somebody was in town. So you can't just bury her under the house and act like nothing happened.
Right, so you have to send her on her way.
Send her on her way, but then...
Did he pay her for her 2 days of severance?
He did not. And next day, she went straight to the constable and pressed some charges against Fred.
I don't blame her.
But Fred convinced the court that the acts she was forced into had been consensual. So he and Rosemary, instead of facing rape charges... Here's the contradiction. This don't make any sense to me at all. He convinced them that the acts were consensual, but he got a 50-pound fine for indecent assault. So were they consensual?
Maybe they lowered the charges or something. Or maybe he had an epileptic fit.
You don't know.
Well, so the next 6 years are pretty busy for these people. They kill about 8 women, and they still...
They can't keep nannies.
They can't keep a nanny. They need a Fran Drescher. She could have fixed things up for them. They're still...
Can you do that again?
I don't think I can.
I don't know if that was Fran or the goat that Fred was banging there.
I don't think I can do it again, ever.
So now, this is what I don't get either. England is not that small. Scotland not that small. All these places. All these houses... They live at 25 Cromwell.
Right.
Which is like 2 blocks away from 10 Downing Street, I think.
I don't think that's true, but go ahead.
Well, like our president, they live in 1600 Pennsylvania. There's 4 digits in there.
Okay.
What you're saying is stupid, so just...
No, all these English houses, they always have just 2 numbers on them. 25, 30. Why do they do that?
I'm gonna be a town crier. Do they still have town criers over there?
We have town criers
here. Yeah, the nannies that these people hire. So anyway, the next person, so they decide they're going to bring in some lodgers or employers or both. The next one they get is Linda Gough. She was a seamstress that the West knew personally.
She knew him personally, and then she went to work for him?
Yeah, well, she didn't know him that well. She got dispatched. Then they brought in Carol Ann Cooper.
When you say she got dispatched, you mean they killed her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a professional term I use. I'm sorry. She was neutralized.
She was dispatched, not got dispatched.
Okay.
Christ. Christ.
So the next was Carol Ann Cooper. She was walking home from a movie theater.
I don't know what she saw.
Well, they just picked her up.
Yep.
So they're changing their M.O.
And then there's another one that's coming home from the bus. Lucy Catherine Partington. She's coming home from a bus stop on her way home after Christmas.
Well, I remember that was, there was a little girl, 15-year-old, early on in his his career. He was at a bus stop that he killed.
They held her captive for over a week. They raped and tortured and killed her. But you know what? There's some little tiny shred of karma because Fred, you know, now Fred, we already know, is not the handiest guy in the world, and he's not a guy you really want to have a handle in sharp instruments. So he suffered a pretty severe laceration while cutting her up.
So he killed her, and then he was chopping her up.
Cut himself.
Yeah, and then he damn near cut his hand off with a... Like Rose, come here, look, I'm bleeding. So anyway, now...
Yeah, that is karma.
So from 74 to 79, they got five more women. There was Therese Segenthaler, Shirley Hubbard, Juanita Marion Mott, Shirley Ann Robinson, Alice Chambers, all met the same fate.
Were all the same deal where they were hired as nannies?
Hired as nannies or lodgers. Sometimes they'd let girls move in, you know, whatever. And that's all that they know of. I'm sure they probably killed some more because you never know how many people
actually killed. I think he admitted to some.
And some of them, strangely, they'd not any of these. They don't name these girls, but some of them were abducted, kept there, raped, and then released. But they didn't go to the police till afterwards.
I think that's not that uncommon. I was reading something where I think it was the Night Stalker, one of his victims got away.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a different serial killer, I can't remember, but she had been abducted. She had been taken prisoner for, you know, a few days and raped and tortured and called the police, and they just simply didn't believe her.
Yeah.
You know, they just ignored it. They thought she was just making shit up.
So while Fred was committing all these murders, he's sexually abusing Anna Marie. When I said, remember Anna Marie?
His daughter.
His daughter from his relationship with Rena. Now, Anna Marie eventually becomes pregnant, but the pregnancy had to be terminated because it was a fallopian pregnancy.
So he impregnated his own daughter.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So she leaves home to get the hell out of there, so he starts in on Heather, the younger one. He starts abusing her, who was conceived by Rosemary and possibly Rosemary's father. And he's abusing little May West, too.
Ugh.
Now, what Fred would typically do to these victims after he, not the girls, but the ones he was killing,
this might be the worst one we've done so far.
Oh, this is absolutely, probably the worst. He would bury him under the garage of the house or in the garden. Now, to make it look like, these people thought Fred was the handiest son of a bitch around because he was always working on the house. Yard. Yeah, so... But the dumb bastard didn't have enough money to get the supplies he needed, so he was always stealing stuff and fencing it to get the money. So, and even though these people were always on the police's radar, they never got connected to any of these killings. And they came pretty close in 1986 when Heather told her friends about the abuse she suffered. And in June of that year...
I mean, this went on for 20 years, right?
So Heather's got to be, what, about 22 years old by this time?
She should know better.
Well, she should have known better, and Fred and Rosemary strangled her to death. They dismembered her, put her in a garden.
But you know, when you grow up in such a dysfunctional environment, you probably don't know, right? You probably don't know what you're
going through. Probably this girl's getting a little bit older, and she starts to see that, oh, wow, I'm going over to my friend.
Everyone doesn't Susie's have people. Yeah, everyone doesn't have a red light on.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, what do you mean? You can stay out late? Your dad ain't going to be raping you tonight? Well, you don't do that here? That's strange. But
no
anyway.
Goats.
Yeah,
no
so. Goats. Yeah, you ain't got no livestock in the yard. What's your dad do for fun? So, but anyway, Fred, he's getting bolder and crazier, and he videotapes himself raping one of the daughters. Ugh. Now, she tells her friends and about this. And then one of her friends reports the West to the police.
See, never videotape your crime. I don't care what it is.
That's generally a good idea if you're a criminal. And don't bury them under your kitchen floor or your, you know.
Yeah, but actually, where
the rule of thumb is if you have to hide a body.
Is there a rule of thumb?
There's a good rule of thumb. If you have to hide a body, you're probably not doing the right thing anyway. But now, sometimes you got to hide a body because people got it coming. I mean, but none of these poor girls had it coming.
These were poor.
There's plenty of times that people...
A good ass beating promotes personal growth.
It does promote personal growth.
Yeah, but these young ladies were innocent victims.
They were. But here's where Fred gets it. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where Fred gets it. Now, I want you to listen to me here, listeners. The police come out because they make this videotape. The friends tell them about it. It gets reported to the police, and they turn it over, and I don't even, the name scares me, an investigating officer named Hazel Savage.
Oh, okay. She's going to be a ball buster.
Dogged.
Oh, now let me tell you this.
She's like CSI. CSI Devon.
The colonel been through this firsthand. Now, the colonel not had any kind of sexual deviancy issues, but I had a couple.
We're not going to believe that.
I had a couple run-ins with the law, believe it or not. Misunderstandings.
I would like to, you know, I find it interesting that all of us here in this room except me have had run-ins with the law.
Well, you've been...
Why are you putting my business out?
So...
I'm just saying.
And in my...
I find it interesting.
In my case... let me tell you what happens when you get a female detective.
Why don't you not? Let's just tell me what happened to that old boy here.
They ain't going to let go.
They grab onto your
balls. They like a little chihuahua. They just bark, 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 bark like there's somebody.
Well, you know, that's a good thing in this case.
Well, yes and no. But you ain't going to get by unscathed. So anyway... She hears about all this, so she comes forward to get a search warrant. Now, they search the house for evidence of child abuse, and Fred gets arrested for rape and sodomy of a minor, and Rose gets arrested as an accomplice. Now, while they're being processed, of course, the government takes care of the children. They take them away. Now, Fred's in custody. Rosemary becomes very depressed and tries to kill herself. But she was saved by one of her sons, and she was not in custody. And one of the older boys that did not get taken away by the government saved her. Now, unfortunately, this happens quite often too. The rape case just came apart because the victims backed out. They didn't want any part of it. Now, I don't know why you needed victims to back out. Or maybe they didn't find the tape and a thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember we had dating game killer, and he had that victim that didn't want to testify, and later would have saved
some
lives.
But this one they had a tape of. Mm-hmm. And a goat. I can't imagine they didn't have a goat that was willing to testify. So, anyway, I guess maybe they
couldn't find a translator.
Yeah. put one hoof on the Bible.
Yeah, they couldn't find a translator.
Do you swear? Meh. So, anyway. Now, Savage, she knows what's going on. She knows something unseemly going on. She ain't going to let it go.
How can you imagine how deep it goes? You know what I mean?
Well, she's really wondering about the disappearance of Heather. And the results, she's interviewed all the West children, so she knows that this ain't right here, especially
unseemly things
after finding out they've been threatened by Fred that they'd be buried under the patio like Heather was. So she goes to get it after the kids tell her that. She goes to get another search warrant to get the property dug up, which of course you would. Well, once she does that, Fred confesses to Heather's murder while he's in custody because he knows that.
The gig is up.
Well, he knows once they start breaking up patio, breaking up dirt and digging shit, it's worse than just Heather.
Right.
So, but. Hazel, Miss Detective Investigator Savage, she ain't gonna go for that. She starts digging up that place, and it's just a whole damn boneyard, you know? So, now what Fred does, they're finding bones everywhere. So what Fred does, He confesses to having committed all the murders alone in order to protect Rosemary.
Aww. Yeah, he confessed out of love.
Aww. Well, apparently there is honor among deviant serial sexual killer thieves, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And here is the strange thing about Fred. Here's another peculiar thing.
Who's going to buy his cigarettes?
Huh?
Who was going to buy and bring him cigarettes?
Who would put exactly. money in his commissary?
Yeah, yeah, make him, yeah, put, put.
She's the one with the business.
Well, yeah, she was bringing home
the bitches bacon. Bitches be testifying.
She was bringing
bitches
home the bacon.
Bitches be testifying. Yes, she was.
She was bringing home the bacon. And
Fred was jealous because he wanted to hump it.
But Fred, while he would willingly admit to murdering all these people,
mm-hmm.
he was adamant that he did not rape any of them.
Huh.
He had his standards.
Sure. Evidently.
Yeah, he.
And it was all consensual.
Yeah, it was all consensual, and
because he's hot.
Now, soon enough, the bodies of Ann McFall and Charmaine West, you know, the little kids, they turn up as well. So, seeking to protect herself, Rose. Now, and this is how women is. Now, Fred trying to protect her, right?
Mm-hmm. She toss him under the bus.
She throw him right under the ice cream truck.
So this wasn't a gift of magi thing going on here.
No, so Rose cuts off all contact with her husband. And
no cigarettes.
No cigarettes at all. And he was charged with a total of 12 murders. So he's wondering what the hell he's going to do. And he looks up at the light post up in his cell. And he gets himself a bed sheet and ties it up into a knot. And Fred hang himself.
Did he succeed?
Oh, he succeeded. Fred was good at killing shit. And now Rose...
Did he pass out?
He passed out, passed away, and he probably... He emptied his bowels on himself. Now, here's where Rose gets in the conundrum, because Fred has been protecting her and confessing to everything, but now Fred dead and gone.
Right.
So they decide, you know what, Rose? Somebody gonna answer for this. So they charge her first for rape and for the murder. So she never confesses. And the evidence against her was pretty much circumcised.
But how? Yeah, so they lived together for 20 years, and all these people are dead under her watchful
eye.
Yeah. And now Fred, Janet Leash was a Fred, and this is a term they keep using. I should have looked it up. Appropriate adult.
It's like a parole officer.
Parole officer, yeah. And Fred, I guess, had told her that Rose had been involved in the murders and even killed Charmaine and Shirley Robinson on her own.
Yeah, she did some of her own killing.
So on November 22nd...
Well, we know she killed a shrinking flower.
Now, this is going back, 1972, I guess, some of this started when I started talking about him.
It feels like it.
Yeah, he had killed two people. Remember, he had killed two people before he even met Rose. But then she, up and on her own, killed Charmaine.
She was Rena. But it's 1995 when she's found guilty of 10 murders. Sentenced to life in prison. She'll never be released. They don't have the death penalty over there. So she got life without parole. She maintains her innocence, but she said in 2001 she's not even going to appeal her conviction. 1996, right after that, the house at 25 Cromwell was completely demolished and it was turned into a pathway. Now you got to watch when you're walking through there because you're liable to stumble.
You're liable to trip and fall.
Whatnot.
Going to a coma.
No, that's,
And they had a pretty much, pretty clear pattern. They liked young Caucasian females in the mid-teens to early 20s. And they sometimes liked them related to them. Now, the ones who were usually lured to the house under the premise that they'd be hired as nannies or some other job. And the ones who weren't, they were just abducted.
Off the street, bus stop.
And here's the rough part. They did not, this was not a quick, if Fred and Rose got a hold of you, this was not a quick thing.
They were raping and torturing them, and
typically they keep you around for about a week or so, and then it was all kinds of elaborate and sadistic bondage acts and rape and torture, and then they'd strangle them, then they'd cut off their fingers and cut off their toes and sometimes their kneecaps, and I'm not really sure
cut
about
off their
that.
Kneecaps.
In the victims here, I mean some. some just, you got Charmaine West. She was only 8 years old when she was killed.
That was Rena's little girl, right?
Yeah.
And the Pakistani guy.
Yeah, you got Rena Costello. She was
the first wife.
Only 27 years old when she got killed. She was probably the oldest of the bunch. Linda Gow, she was 20 years old. Carol Kaz Cooper, she was 15 years old. Lucy Partington, she was 21 years old. Teresa Sagenhollow, she was right here, 22 years old. Another one, 15 years old. That's Shirley Hubbard. Nita Mott, we didn't hear anything about her. She was only 18 years old. Shirley Ann Robinson, she was 18 years old. And Allison Chambers, she was killed right. She was 16 right before her 17th birthday. And then Heather Ann West, she was 16. I thought she was a little bit older. She was the last of the 12 victims that they know about.
She was the daughter.
Yeah, and Heather probably wasn't sired by Fred, but by Rose's father, Bill Letts. And Fred said he didn't mean to kill her. She said she'd been sneering at him, and he had to take that smirk off of her face.
Right.
But Rosemary told a neighbor that she and Heather had had a hell of a row. That was a quote that day.
An argument.
And some people believe that Rosemary may have killed her, or at least started the killing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they, now the West, they kill her, and then they say that she was a lesbian and ran off with another woman. Now, later Fred threatened the kids and said they'd end up under the patio like Heather if they misbehaved, which is a good threat. And I just, to tell you a quick story here, I had to take a bunch of kids camping one time, Timmy.
Okay.
And, you know, you got to watch what you say to little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids was all acting up. And, you know, I got Tanner, Taylor, and Logan there. And this one kid, he just acting a complete fool. And I said, you know, you keep that stuff up, you're going to end up like Bobby. And he's like, and these kids are about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, who's Bobby? I was like, Bobby? Bobby, the twins' older brother. I took him camping. He kept doing this nonsense. You know what I did? I chained his ass to a tree and let him out here because I was tired of fooling with him. Because he wouldn't let me sleep. Kept making noise all night. Now, you wouldn't end up chained to a tree? Now, you know, I'm just messing with the kids.
Right.
I didn't have no Bobby. You know, about 5 years later, one kid said, I was a baseball coach. He said, Coach Colonel, for about 3 years, I really believed you left a boy chained to a tree. So you got to be careful with you.
Yeah.
But kids are very impressionable.
Yeah.
And now, the only Heather West was really what instigated this whole thing.
Investigation.
Her murder. Yeah. And it was her only known murders committed in 15 years leading up to their arrest. Was the only known murder committed in almost 15 years. Yeah, leading up to their arrest.
So
it was the last one, so there was a 15-year gap between their last murder that they know of
and their arrest. And I think that's the key that they know of, because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they were killing people left and right.
Unless, you know, Fred could have
5 years, yeah.
Fred could have pulled something. And, you know, maybe Fred got the erectile dysfunction and just said, hell with it.
Or got tired.
I got tired. Or
chopping
off
toes.
Maybe his goat demanded, you know, a monogamous relationship.
I don't know.
It happens. Now, Fred's son, Stephen, he believed that there was Mary Bastholm. He believed that they killed her, too, because Fred, he boasted about it, about committing that murder. Police never did charge him with it, but it didn't really matter. Fred killed himself. Ann McFall, they always denied killing her, and that was a strange one because Fred confessed to so many of these murders.
But
he wouldn't admit to the rape, and this one he denied very vehemently, But she was missing her fingers and toes. So, you know, that could have been. Maybe Rose did one on him. Rose went rogue on him. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's a maverick.
Yeah, and she now, Janet Leash, and they keep calling it appropriate adult. I assume that's a Scottish or English term for probation officer, maybe.
I think so.
She wrote a book about him. And
you would be an inappropriate adult.
I'd say Fred or Rose. Yeah, they'd be inappropriate adults.
Yeah.
She said that they were involved in at least 20 other murders. And 20 years later, no further bodies have been found. They dug up the property. They didn't find any. And it doesn't look like it would change. You know, Fred didn't seem like the type to. It seemed like Fred had his own pattern down his system. You know, you dig up the kitchen, you dig up the patio, you do whatever. Now, I don't know why the neighbors didn't get suspicious that Fred was constantly fixing the patio.
Somebody, or his kitchen.
Well, or his kitchen, I thought he was doing a lot of landscaping or something.
Or how do you not notice it just... You know, I haven't seen Charmaine in a year and a half.
Well,
it had a whole football team of kids.
Yeah, and it sounds like the girls that they hired probably wasn't there long enough for anyone to know them.
Well, typically these people prey on people that are, you know... You say she was fat and stupid, but Rose probably interviewed these girls and like, oh, you know, you had a falling out with your parents.
They were vulnerable.
And when you find predators like that, you know, you often find, in a case of, I don't know, let's just say Boy Scout leaders or priests or whatever.
There we go.
I'm just saying they tend to pick their victims based upon the kids who have nobody to tell their story to. Mm-hmm. You know, if a boy has a very close relationship with his mother and his father, that's not somebody a predator is going to want to fool with.
Right.
But if a kid's alone, you know, or has a dysfunctional relationship with their family, they're very easy prey. They want somebody to trust. They want somebody to, you know. And I think that's probably what a lot of these nannies were. They probably had plenty of nannies that they hired.
Maybe they were just runaways,
plenty of nannies. They would not hire.
Had no families, maybe.
They didn't hire them, or they just didn't hire the nannies that have families. Mm-hmm. You know, these were all people that could go missing, and nobody would particularly care. And that's you know, they were ignorant. They were clever. They were clever people.
Except, to go that long without, you know, getting caught, so it's amazing. I mean, you know, that they had, you know, 20 years there where they committed all these crimes. And like you said, neighbors, no one suspected them of foul play.
No, we're going to have to, when we do the next England, anything we do about England the next time, we're going to have to call Beverly in. And Beverly, you're going to have to let me know what the time difference is.
6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah, there's 6 hours ahead of us.
She is, she's really much smarter than all of us.
Well,
so she could
probably, a whole lot.
Well, the ball's not real high there, but she could probably fill in some of the gaps.
I'm sure she's
and
very
as excited. I told her, an English accent would make us sound so much smarter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, people just, you could be dumb as a damn rock.
Even like the garbage men there speak with an English accent.
And I forget who the box is. I've always believed this. English people, they sound smart. They sound smart all the time. But then you see these big English boxes, and they break out in this English accent, and you think, or at least with me personally, I don't believe anybody with an English accent could kick my ass.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's possible.
You know who sounds foolish? Are people with fake Southern accents.
Yes, they do.
They sound
foolish.
Oh,
they ain't nothing worse than that.
And think that no one can kick their ass.
Yeah,
like Lennox Lewis.
It's Lennox Lewis, and he's the one that comes to mind, and I think, he couldn't beat me up. He talking like...
I think he can.
Proper English.
He's talking like a fancy pants. I just slap him around a little bit.
Yeah.
Big fancy boy. But,
I think he would kill you.
Well, no, it's quite possible that he would, but it just does not appear that, you know, your brain won't let you register that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Brandy is signaling that it's time that we wrap this up. So
we want to thank Beverly. Brandy probably want to go home from work because it's 2 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I know. It is, you know.
Way past her time to stay here on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We would like to thank Beverly, though, for the suggestion, and it was quite gruesome, which our listeners tend to love. So thank you, Beverly. I think this is probably the sickest one we've done so far.
I'd say, you know what, this is worse than Ed Gein.
Mm-hmm. Albert Fish.
Albert Fish was bad because I know it's hard. Now, you laughed your crazy ass off over the plate in his head. But it's hard to find anything funny when you got young girls getting raped and killed.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's not.
It's hard. That's right. It's hard to. We have to pick our. We have to make fun of the serial killer in cases like this.
Well, that's why
it's really sad.
Brandy did her share making fun of Miss Rose.
Yeah. And all these serial killers, they all have screwed up childhoods. I mean, everyone we've done so far, there was some really demented shit going on. So parents can really screw up their kids.
Well, I think that's the lesson, is that you can do that very easily.
And if you're not a good parent, we may be doing a podcast about your child.
Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand it, because I hear you talking about them. The devil, her parents? Nice could be.
Yeah, that's
Dottie.
Look at Casey.
Look at Casey. Casey's a wonderful,
fine
young
gentleman.
Man. I mean, wonderful man. How did the devil get like this?
See, that is the strange part.
Are you half Pakistani?
Do you consider my surroundings at this current moment as to why I would be this way?
You're talking about your current environment?
My current environment.
It is a loving and warm and
could make care.
This is a place of trust and acceptance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, trust and accept the fact that...
You're talking to the...
Oh.
You are talking to the director of the Dead Penis Society.
Yes.
I will recognize him as such every chance I get.
People trust me.
He is the face of premature ejaculation.
People trust me with the care.
You should do a junket with Bob Dole.
A junk junket.
Yes.
Yeah. A deal breaker.
Where can people find us, Brandy?
A deal. That's what it was. Isn't that what is it?
A deal.
A deal junket.
A junket deal.
Brandy, where can people find us?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And someday maybe on Twitter, but
no,
not right now.
Yes, they can.
Are we on Twitter now?
We have a Twitter account. It's HistoryDweebs1. Because some bastards already got history
dweebs. Now, listen here, you rap fuckers who took history dweebs.
Do you know how to update the Twitter account?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. So Facebook is
not a whole lot there right now.
Facebook's the best place.
We're on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Libsyn.
Mm-hmm.
Libsync.
Libsyn.
Libsyn. Mm-hmm. And the iTunes.
The iTunes is... very important that they leave us reviews on iTunes. That's how people can find us.
That is all true.
And I will say that the Colonel has had some new headshots taken. So the next 3 reviews on iTunes will get autographed color 8x10 glossies of the Colonel.
And of your head.
Oh, my God.
Well, me and Rudy had our headshots
taken.
And, you guys don't make your living on your looks.
Do you have a GoFundMe page
you
for
really
the Dead Venus
either.
Society?
You shouldn't make your living on your.
Yeah, we're trying to raise some things on. So.
Raise the roof.
So
put
anyway,
your hands in the air,
like I just don't care.
We'll talk to you again. See you soon, everyone. Thank you. Join us next time on History Dweebs.
Bye.
Good day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.